Earlier this week, I caught up with St. Martin's manager Dahi Hayes and manager Conor Furman ahead of their clash with Ballyhale Shamrocks in tonight's Leinster Senior Club Hurling Championship Final. Here's that full interview for you now.
Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Lads, thanks a million for sitting down and talking to me. I mean, firstly, the real question I want to ask kind of going into this campaign is, you look at that quarter-final draw, you see Na Fianna, you obviously think of the memories from last year and that semi-final loss. You know, what was going through your heads when that draw happened?
Look, the draw was probably made in the middle of our own championship, and we were fully concentrated on that. We won the Wexford Championship for the first time since 2019, only last year. The club had never done back-to-back, and that was probably the priority for this year, is try and get that back-to-back done. And there was probably a lot of pressure on the group to do that. And the Wexford Championship is so competitive, anybody can take you out on any given day, particularly when you get into the knockout section of it. And we got a difficult path to the final, and obviously a difficult final against Ratnior. So, to be honest, we never really thought about it till probably the Monday or Tuesday after the county final. We were definitely hurt after last year. I suppose the semi-final up there last year, we felt we left a few scores behind us on the day, and then when you turn around and see them perform in Croke Park and then go on to win the All-Ireland, not saying we'd have done that or anything like that, but it just gives you that belief that, yeah, you can actually compete at that level. So more than anything, when we saw the draw, last year gave us confidence. We knew we could compete with the likes of Na Fianna, and once we got over at New York County Final, we certainly focused in on it, we trained well, and look, thankfully we got over the line on the day.
Conor, for yourself, probably seeing that draw with Na Fianna coming up, you were probably thinking it probably drove you on a bit more to compete even at a much higher level in the county championship, did it?
Yeah, well, as Bear said there, we never really looked past our own county championship, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of games you have to win to get back to that level in Leinster, so we were focused on each game in our county, right up until the county final at Ratnior, which was a very tough game as well. But I suppose when we got there, we heard we were then playing Na Fianna, I suppose we sort of relished it, I suppose. You're playing the All-Ireland champions, you know, to get there, you have to be the best, you know what I mean? So when we saw that draw, and then probably playing them the year before, maybe gave us that confidence that we were up to that level and we could get over the line this year. I don't think if we played them last year, we probably could have struggled. It would have been a daunting task having the All-Ireland champions coming down to Wexford Park without sort of knowing what's to expect. So, look, that loss last year, it hurt us a lot, but it was a good learning for us for this year. And thankfully, we've got over Na Fianna this year and a tough challenge against Naas, and now we're looking forward to the Leinster final.
What do you think was the biggest thing that was learned from last year to now? Because you've got that 12 months in between that you've kind of come back, reevaluated that final season, and now you've gone one further.
It's probably just belief amongst ourselves that we are good enough. You know, we probably grew up watching Leinster and All-Ireland club championships on the telly, like sort of maybe dreaming of being there one day. And I suppose in the club's history, we never won a Leinster game up until that game, or up until Naas last year. So, look, it was just sort of giving us that confidence that, look, we're up in Parnell Park, we're only a couple of points off them in the end, and we, as Bear said, we probably left a few scores behind that we felt we should have got. So yeah, it's just the belief amongst our team that we have the players and we are able to do it.
Is that the same for you, Dahi?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, as I said to you earlier on, getting to Wexford is a challenge within itself, and we didn't prepare for anything outside of that, but the biggest learn we had from last year was, I suppose, when you play the likes of Na Fianna, you can't have any regrets, and every chance you get, you have to take. And I suppose you need 15 lads and the 4 or 5 lads coming on to perform to the maximum of their ability on the day. As Conor said, it was a great challenge for ourselves to get him in Wexford Park. As a club, we'd never played a home game in Leinster before, so it was nice for the lads to get a game in Wexford Park finally. But I think the biggest learning, as Conor said, was just the confidence to give the group, like beating Naas in Newbridge last year, competing with Na Fianna in Parnell Park. It gave the lads a great belief, and it's probably one thing that Wexford clubs struggle with, that they don't have that belief, and probably some of Wexford hurling in general at the minute, the belief is probably not there. So like, I'd hope that us beating Na Fianna in Wexford Park in front of a good crowd would give the belief and give the other clubs in Wexford belief that, look, we can do this as well, and we can compete with the highest level.
The path to this final has been a battle in and of itself. Obviously, first round out, you beat the All-Ireland champions. The next round, you talk about, like, obviously you beat Naas the year beforehand, but you beat them again this year, and obviously Kildare Hurling is kind of going through its own little renaissance at the moment. Like, you talk about that Naas game from last year as a really positive impact for yourselves, but to then go on this year and win so comprehensively against them must be a massive boost.
Yeah, a massive boost. And look, I said scoreline probably flattered us somewhat on the day. It was and the lads will tell you when we come back here Monday, Tuesday night, there was a lot of sore bodies and a lot of tired bodies, so the game was very physical and a lot tougher than probably what the scoreline suggested. We got a good lead up and we were lucky enough to hold on to that and kind of went point for point for the whole second half. But like, yeah, like Clare, as you said, definitely an up and coming team, qualified for Lee McCarthy this year and compete at the highest level in the country, and they had plenty of players on that team with Nace that played with Clare and won the John McDonagh comprehensively this year. So yeah, it was nice to get over the line, but I'd say that the scoreline probably flattered us a small bit on the day.
Ballyhale is always an interesting outfit to come up against. Obviously the outright holders of the cup throughout Leinster, winning it 12 times, they've been here many a time before. Yourselves are now looking to upset, I suppose, in a similar sort of vein to what we saw last weekend with Aire Óg and Ballygunner. Obviously that not going Aire Óg's way, but how do you approach a competition like this and against such an opposition?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think everybody's fully aware of the formidable task ahead of ourselves on Saturday. Ballyhale, an unbelievable history in the competition. And I think I said after the Nace game, like the lads on their team, they have numerous All-Ireland medals with Kilkenny. Their whole club have numerous Leinster and All-Ireland club medals. One of the greatest club teams of all time, I suppose. So, look, we prepare like we have for every other game, really. We concentrate on ourselves. We don't change the routine much than we have done previously. Obviously, the time and the travel to Dublin makes logistics a little bit more difficult than normal games, and we'll get over that too. But look, you just prepare the team as best you can. And you hope that when you get to Croke Park, you just perform, and I know they will, and we just do ourselves justice on the day. Where that takes us, we'll have to wait till 8 o'clock on Saturday evening to tell you that. But look, we know the tasks ahead of us, but we have prepared well for it, and we know what to do.
Conor, from a playing perspective, whenever I hear St. Martin's come up with a conversation, you seem to really thrive under pressure and relish the opportunity to challenge yourselves more and more with each game. Coming into this fixture, what is your, I suppose, thoughts on it and the aspect of the squad as well? How are they feeling about it?
I think lads are really looking forward to it, to be honest. Getting to bring the Martin supporters and everything up to Croke Park, it's not something every club gets to do. So in that aspect, we're really looking forward to it. I suppose coming up against Ballyhale, as Bear said, they're probably one of the best club teams in the country with their history and everything like that. So look, it's a daunting task, but I think we're relishing it. You know, it's something like, you know, we're focusing on really our own performance. We're not trying to look at them too much. And hopefully if we put in our own performance and play to what we can play to, hopefully we'll be on the right side of the result. But just as long as we get that performance in, we'll be sort of happy.
Speak on that a little further. Like, what does it mean for, I suppose, yourselves and your club to be up in Croke Park representing this area? Like, you know, especially when you look at the fact that you're coming on after the footballers, you know, the crowd will already be warmed up for you. It's going to be a fantastic night. Like, the occasion itself is historic, isn't it?
Oh, it is, 100%. It's a sort of a special day. Getting to see your family, anyone from around the parish here, to put so much work into building this club to what it is today. To get to see them out in Croke Park supporting a Martin's team, it's something really special. But I suppose it's something you can't get too caught up in either as a player. You sort of still have to focus at the task at hand. But just to see the maroon and white in Croke Park, the Martin's jersey up there, it'll be special for not just the team, but for everyone within the parish. Because the parish here, there's plenty of flags and bunting and everything up. They're all really behind us. So it's something to maybe give something back to them as well and give them a day out too.
Presumably for you as well, Dahi, like, you're going around the community, you're bumping into families and friends and all that, and they're all wishing you well. But what is it like, I suppose, managing those nerves coming up to a final like this?
Yeah, look, I think you get nervous before every game, whether it's the first round of the championship, semi-final, quarter-final, final, whatever it is, you'd always be that bit nervous. And it's just something that you try and get used to over time. Like, I don't think I'll never not be nervous before a game, and that's only natural. And I say the lads will have that themselves as well. It's probably how we manage that as a management team, just preparing the lads to be in Croke Park, as Conor said, and to prepare them the best possible way that we can, just to manage a bit of nervous. Look, everyone gets nervous, and it's just try and get that out of them as quick as we can on the day, get into Croke Park, get used to the surroundings, get a really good warm-up done, and be ready to go then at 6:30.
it's a strange thing to talk, like the nerves at Croke Park is always a conversation that comes up around, even at inter-county level as well. You look at Tipperary this year when they went to the semi-finals, a large proportion of those players had never played at Croke Park in their life and they ended up thriving in the environment. What do you do down here, I suppose, that kind of prepares you for that level of environment?
Yeah, look, we've a lot of experience in the squad too. Like a lot of lads at schools levels, minor level and senior level have played in Croke Park before. And you just try to make it like it's any other game, really. Yeah, you can't take Croke Park over because that's obviously where the game's been played. But you just try and take the occasion over as best you can and try and concentrate and prepare like it's just any other match, any other game. It's 15 on 15, to be one ref, to be one ball. Nothing changes from a hurling perspective. It's just where the venue is and you just try and take the venue out as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. I suppose finally I'll ask, by over the last few years, is there one point in particular that you can almost focus in on and say this was the defining point for the squad and that's what's got us here today?
It's hard to know, really. It's probably my fourth year with them, and obviously in the last 2 years we've had great success. Probably the start of last year, we had one or two meetings earlier on the year, and we got changed up the management team, the structure, and the lads came in really freshened up the whole thing. The team and the squad, I suppose, have bought in 110% of what we're trying to do. I wouldn't say there's one moment, but there's probably a combination of moments throughout the way. Like we won the league here in Wexford for the first time this year. We've gone undefeated in Wexford now for the last couple of years. So there's a lot of things along the way that would have not been defining moments as such, but definitely kind of give us the belief that, look, yeah, we're good enough to do the back-to-back in Wexford first of all, and if we get to Leinster then we're good enough to compete with them. But it's probably the way the group has grown over the last couple of years, and Conor will tell you better than I do, but the bond within the group is really good at the minute, obviously. And look, there's just a real good vibe around the club in general, a real good vibe around the parish. So look, I wouldn't say there's one massive thing, is just probably a combination of a lot of things over the last few years, to be honest.
Actually, Conor, just on that, I suppose the camaraderie between the team, like successful teams are always built on the idea that the players get on well off the pitch as well as on the pitch, but for yourselves, obviously getting that first Wexford title since 2019 last year and going on and doing it back to back now, like how much does the outside of the pitch aspect affect what's on the pitch for you?
I suppose a lot of the time we just sort of focus in our own circle, with ourselves, within training. I suppose we do all get on very well together, which is, you know, it's a huge help. I think sort of lads do anything for each other, you know, that sort of way. So there's just a good bond within the group, and we just sort of focus on ourselves and let sort of the outside noise sometimes let that happen, and we just focus on ourselves and do our own job. So that's sort of the way we look at it anyway. But yeah.
And then staring down, I suppose, the barrel of a Leinster final now, is there a point that you look back over your time with the club here as a particular moment that you could have never really, at that stage, you could have never even imagined being here?
Yeah, well, sure, I suppose when you look back to the times where maybe you're a small 7-8-year-old, your parents bring you down here, and all them sort of key moments up along when you go from under 14, 16, minor, your first senior game, you know, they're all special moments. And I suppose seeing the club then get to a Leinster final the first time ever is sort of, it's another huge special moment, do you know what I mean? And it's a combination of all of them, and it's for everyone within the squad and within the parish. So look, we're just hugely looking forward to the weekend, and hopefully we'll get a performance and, you know, we might come out on the right side.
And sorry, I know I said final question about three questions ago, but this will definitely be the final one. You look at the inspiration you are for the younger members of the club here now. Do they look at you and see maybe something that you thought would have been a pipe dream when you were coming up through the club, that getting to a Leinster final may not be possible, but then you've gotten there. Those players now obviously look at your squad and think, geez, that is possible and we can go even further.
Yeah, well, I suppose a tradition we started to do is we, after a county final, we go down to the schools with the cups and all. And I remember back when I was in school, Bear was down in 2008 when we had won it. And I remember just being as a child looking up and seeing them and thinking, yeah, that's something I want to do, you know, when I'm older. And I suppose without us really knowing, that's probably what we're doing to the younger generation now, and they're looking on and seeing us and they're getting a day out in Croke Park now, which is great for them as well. But it's trying to be an inspiration to them, get them all behind us, and we'll see how it goes this weekend then.
Absolutely. Conor Dahi, thank you so much.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.